Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be answering your questions. We will be confirming for you what you need to know. We will be using our intuitions and other magical energies to help you on your path and in your transformation. The phone number is 646-716-9663. And this evening, I have a dynamic, extraordinary man with us, James Wanless. Now, I didn't murder that last name, did I?
It's Wanless, but that's very close.
Okay.
Thank you.
And James James, tell us what we need. You tell me what you are. Tell us what would be very good for the listener to know about you.
Oh, my. What a question that is, Star. I think it's not being afraid to make a change in your life and follow your passion and your inspiration, because that's where all good things happen. I'm not saying that's easy, but really a lot of times we get, you know, funneled into a particular lifestyle or work or place, and sometimes that's just not us. So I'm all about being authentic so that you can author your life your way. But that means making a change. And so, come on, risk, have the trust in the Great Spirit, and jump, and then you'll be flying. That's my message, Star. Thanks for asking.
I think my message is get off your butts, people, and do their work.
There you go.
Yeah. James was the creator of the Voyager Tarot deck and several other intuitive decks, and an author of several books. Can we talk about that for a few minutes, darling?
Sure. Star, most people don't know this, but I used to be I am a PhD. I used to be a professor of political science on university level, and then one day I said, this is not it. So I went on a journey to discover myself, and it was like a four-year journey outside the world, outside America, actually. And that led me to the spiritual path. And then one day, amidst all of that, I had a tarot reading. And I'd never been interested in cards, none of this stuff as a kid. What is all this weird woo-woo? You know, anyway. I had a reading, and that turned me on so much. I took a class in the tarot, and I was off and running, and eventually a few years later, made my own deck called Voyager Tarot, which is a multicultural deck of cards, and that changed my life. And that was 30 years ago when Voyager Tarot came out. And that's what I've been doing all my life now.
Oh, that is a very, very important deck, and many, many, many people have owned it, used it through the years, and some of them still use it, and it's a very magical staircase from Raider White to your own intuition, and I have to say, it still is a beautiful deck. And I hear that maybe, possibly, gossip says that you may have a new deck coming out. Is that correct, or is it out yet?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I have another deck of cards, which are completely different, but it is cards, and it's a deck of 101 nature cards. I would call it green wisdom, and it's all about sustaining yourself using Mother Nature's principles of how to live on and live well and happy, healthy, and all of that kind of good stuff. So it's a nature deck. It's green cards, which is kind of appropriate for this age of ecology, environment, and sustainability. And I love that stuff as well.
I'm going to have to make sure to get one and take a good look and feel.
Well, I'll send you a deck, Star. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you know, like I will be 75 on Sunday, and I think I taught my first metaphysical class in like 1958 or something. And here we are, these two wise elders talking to each other. And tell me, what was the greatest spiritual thing you ever learned from yourself, from other people? What's the greatest, the thing that you can really look back on and say, this was really impressive?
Oh, you are a good interviewer, Star. I love these kinds of
things. Thank you.
Very thought-provoking and so relevant to everybody's lives. You know, really what changed my life was I got really sick. I got the disease hepatitis when I was actually traveling through India. But so the great learning for me is every setback, every loss, you know, is actually an opportunity. It's a growth lesson, and take advantage of it. Because it's out of that hepatitis that I ended up in a Tibetan Buddhist monastery, because all I could do was sit around and lie around and meditate anyway and learn how to meditate. And in 30 days, I was well, and my whole career as a political scientist was gone. So that truly transformed me. It was all because of a breakdown, of a loss, of a setback. And really, that's the world sort of telling you, come on, there's another way. Take a look at that and get going.
So there's a new word sort of going around. It's called blessing. It's like blessing and lesson combined, bless on. And I find that very appropriate. Also, for me, my childhood, my sexual abuse, being the wounded healer, was the great stepping stone that put me running around
yes.
the world trying to find things to heal me and learning all this other stuff that heals other people. So, and then now I share those things that I thought I'd never use with other people.
Yeah, and Star, that what the concept you just threw out there, the wounded healer, that is really it, don't you think? That is it. You know, where we have our greatest problems and challenges and adversities is where we have to grow through them and manage that. And then we come out the other side with a lot of new wisdom, a lot of new power, and really, really can help other people because of it. That's spectacular.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say to all my clients and friends out there, stop whining. Find a solution. Find another way. Open another door.
Exactly.
You know, and if you love to whine and you love to tell war stories, you'll attract other people who love to whine and love to tell war stories. Well, I think I'd want to talk to you about this year. Can you tell me about what this year, the card for this year is?
Yeah, good question again. Well, 2014, when you add the numbers together, because I'm always looking for signs, you know, and 2014 equals 7. Synchronistically, 7 is the number of good luck to do your project, get it done, go for it. In the Tarot, it's the number of the chariot. And chariot types, the chariot card represents a person who is has a destination in mind. So this is the year to go after your goals, because this is it's a year of power. Like, come on, get off your, like you say, your butt, you know, and get moving. The chariot is about movement and motion, but it's not a Sunday driver just sort of driving around just to fool around and look around. It's very much more focused and proactive. So this is the year to get it together, get going, and get it done.
Absolutely. And for all my clients, you've heard me whine about this before. When you tell me you're working on something, I want to know, what are you doing? Are you going to a group? Are you journaling? Are you asking particular questions to yourself? Are you seeing a therapist? What are you doing? You cannot come to me and say, Star, or come to James and say, James, I'm working on something. And that'd be the thought in your head without actually taking action steps, doing activities that work with the earth plane, because you are a soul and a body. And you actually have to do something. You cannot know your issue and tell the whole world you're working on it and think just because you know your issue that you are. You must take action steps. And that was my whine for last year. I'm going to figure out a new whine for this year.
You couldn't have said it better. You know, there's a Japanese samurai adage that you can have a plan, but a plan without action is only a hallucination. You know? And it's so true. It's wonderful to get it in mind, but it's intuition into action. It's insight into action. You and I are both on the same page with that. That is the truth.
That's good. All right. I want to say one more thing to people. This is a year where your stuff will bite you in the mind, not in the butt. Everything you haven't healed, everything that you haven't worked on is going to affect your sanity if you don't start working on it. And, you know, you can fake caring and sometimes get away with it. And people think you didn't know, but you can't fake showing up because people will notice. And with the chariot, the driver is right there. He's paying attention to the horses. He's showing up. You can see in almost all of the decks the forward movement. So I guess we can sort of stop talking about things and write books about things and get with the program.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you mentioned that word horse, the horses that pull the chariot for horsepower. And another wonderful synchronistic, you know, clue or sign for 2014 is in Chinese, this 2014 is the year of the horse. It's the year of the horse. So this is the year to ride. Get off your butt, get off the couch, you know, and get on your horse, your chariot, and go, because you've got the power here. But you got to take manage. You got to take the reins in your own hands, so you can't blame anybody else. The reins, the chariot, your life is in your hands. We have to be self-accountable and self-responsible for this. And you know what, Star, on this subject, I just want to say one other thing. Is that okay? If you have a resolution or you really want to achieve something, tell other people. It makes us far more accountable to other people because we need it. That's why we have coaches and support groups and all that. So get with a team. Get with an accountability buddy or a coach or somebody because that'll keep you – and take small steps. We're not talking about doing it one night. We're talking baby steps, little steps, baby steps, but continuous every day, every day, every day. And by the end of a year or whatever, you've gone a long, long distance. But we do need that co-pilot, you know, that supporter, because it's hard to do it alone. And it's lonely. And it's no fun, by the way.
No, it isn't. And, you know, one of the things I love about having any divinatory tool is that I can use it once, mind you, all you people who do 30 readings till you get the answer that you want, to confirm something for myself. So I think this would be a good time to pick a card from either one of your decks, and let's talk about that and how it works in the spiritual and physical realms.
Okay. So what would be our question? What would be the intention, Star, of picking a Voyager card? Let's go with Voyager Tarot here first off. What do we want to ask?
So the best question you ever can ask a reader is, what do I need to know? So what do I need to know about my trip, my voyage this year?
Right. Exactly. Now, what I'm going to do, Star, this is fun. I'm putting my hands over the Voyager cards face down. You, because so we're both involved, you tell me when to stop, and that'll be the card that'll give us some info about our voyage this year. Can you do that?
Stop.
Oh, that's very decisive. I actually had my fingers on a card. I'm turning it over. Ah, balance. Which actually in classic tarot is called justice. So it's about being fair to yourself, fair to others, but, you know, and fair to your mind and your heart and your body and your spirit here to live a life of balance and to figure out where you're out of balance. You know, this is a year of making adjustments. And sometimes we sit around too much, or sometimes we think too much, or sometimes we just dream too much. It's like, well, come on. get whole, get holistic of mind, heart, body, and spirit. And that's then on our chariot, we can drive safely and safely because we are in balance that's there. So it's a, I mean, to me, balance is the bottom line of living a happy, healthy, and even wealthy kind of life. Without it, we are up a creek without a paddle, sort of, if you will. Balance.
Well, that's a wonderful card for starting off my 76th year. Wait, I'm 75, so that means I'll be starting my 76th year.
Wow, you know, I just turned 70, so we only believe in people over 70, don't we?
Well, you know, I really, I hate to say this, and this is from my old aged perspective, but I think 75 is like the new 50.
Yep. Oh, I totally agree with that. I mean, I just turned 70, and I'm going like, whoa, why am I feeling like 40 now? What's up with this, you know? But in any event, so we're sevens in a sense, and lucky seven. You know, God, in biblical terms, made the, you know, made our earth and the solar system and all that in 7 days. So, I mean, if God could do something in 7 days, we certainly could do something in our 70th, 75th year to achieve something of greatness in a balanced kind of way.
I think that once you stop reading, once you stop educating yourself, once you stop teaching healing, or once you stop your passion, you start aging. And, you know, I'm remarkably, as you are, remarkably unaged in our presence. And I want to remind everybody that the more you share with others, the more you do your work, that whatever happens to the body, whatever happens to the energy in your aura, it youths you. So keep doing your work. Keep doing your passion. Keep doing your passion. That's important.
Yeah, and you know, oh, I totally agree with that. I mean, that's the fuel for the road. So it's got to be heartfelt. If it's heartfelt and you love what you're doing and do what you love, you can go forever. And you're a good example of that. I'm a good example of that. We love what we do.
And that's important. And then, of course, the question always comes up in readings is, what is my purpose? What is my path? And this is a real essential question that, first of all, you need to ask yourself before you ask James or before you ask me. You need to know what you love, you don't like, what makes you happy, what is a burden to you. Some of the times when you come to us as readers, we can show you a map, but we cannot take the journey for you. And if you feel like your map is through hell, then we can show you a map through hell. And if you feel like your map is from heaven, we can show you a map through heaven. And a lot of times we forget that this is a planet of yes. Whatever your thoughts are at the end of the day, the most, I've got bills, I've got bills, I've got bills, you'll get more bills, even though you did your 100 or your 10 affirmations to be a millionaire or half cash. So this is a planet of yes. Be conscious. Every thought is a prayer. And at the end of the day, where were your thoughts? What have you prayed for? And as a reader and as an intuitive, you know, you ask me, what do you need to know? I can go anywhere in your paradigm. If you ask me about your body, I usually stay there. If you ask me about your emotions, I usually stay there. The reading usually stays there. So the most important question you can ever ask is, what do I need to know? And need being very significant.
Yeah, and I think
here in the reading process.
I think, and readings are great for self-reflection about understanding who you are and why you are and what's your life purpose and all. You know, in the ancient world of Greece, there was a great oracle where the priestesses would hang out, and anybody who's anybody in the ancient world would go to this oracle in Delphi. Or Delphi in ancient Greece. But before you went and had a reading or a healing with the priestesses there, it said above the door, know thyself. know thyself. And frankly, I think that's what oracles are really about. I mean, I pick a card like balance. And now I have to ask myself, so what about my state of balance? Am I in balance? Where am I out of balance? And what kind of action can I take to rebalance myself? So these oracle cards are great for self-knowing, because if you know yourself, wow, how you're really feeling about life and who you are and all that, you're way ahead of the game. Yeah, that is for sure.
You've written some books, and a couple of them have to do with the Oracle deck, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of them have to do with intuition, right? Could you
mm-hmm.
tell us a little bit more about them?
Well, I mean, even with the Voyager Tarot, I mean, I have so much, it's such rich imagery and symbols and pictures on the cards that it's an intuitive tarot. I mean, a lot of decks, you look at the picture and it goes like, huh? There's not a lot of going on. The guy's, with a sword in his hand or something. So you have to kind of read the book and memorize what the meaning is. Well, that's the old world. 21st century world is full of choices, full of possibilities, full of yeses for this and that and everything else. So intuition is the secret power that we all naturally have, but we have to cultivate it and use it. And when I pick a Voyager card, not only do I read the word like this card says, balance, I take a look at the imagery. This is right brain thinking, and the images, a picture will pop out for me, and then I ask my intuition, well, what does that tell me? And I don't look to books for this. I mean, I've written all the books and all that kind of stuff, but it's really intuitive tarot, you know? And that's free. I love that, and that's where the real answers lie, is what you get through your own intuitive knowing. It's just a question of trusting it, which we don't do very much. We always go to somebody else to tell me about me. Well, that's interesting, but really, it's doing the work yourself, and intuition is the magic pathway.
And what do you call that? Self-coaching?
Pardon me?
You call that self-coaching, right?
Self-coaching. That is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And that's what cards are really good for. It's like having a coach with you. I always say a card a day keeps the shrink away, but I think a card a day also keeps the coach at bay. I mean, because it's your own inner coach, but you got to be honest with it, Star. You know, we can cheat ourselves. You know how we can rationalize to ourselves about anything, you know? So we really got to look at these cards. If I get a negative card, I've got to say, okay, this is not denial, Tarot. You know, I've got to look at what that card really says and say, okay, now I get it. And now what am I going to do about it with the action? That's why it's such an incredible tool, all these kinds of cards. Great tool.
And, you know, it's really funny because when I teach my Master Tarot class, which I haven't taught in 20 years, but the last reading they do is they set the cards down upside down, and
yep.
they have to do the reading from feeling, touching the backs of the card. And because they've played with that deck so well, all those cards have their signature energies. I mean, the students look at me, you want me to do what? And really they start writing down what, you know, and where the place
right.
is and how they set it in their particular spread. And it's really amazing how close, after you played with your deck for a year or so, or the deck that you like, you know, how close you can do a reading actually without even looking at the cards, because your intuition knows. You should
yeah.
see people just stare at me with their mouths dropped. You want me to do what?
And
sometimes for my habitual readers, and habitual readers are, they ask a question and they do seven or eight readings, tarot readings for it. Just do an upside down reading, write it out, and then check the cards.
Well, no, wait a minute. Do you mean when you say say upside down, you mean turned over, just the back side of the card?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
You don't turn the cards over.
Right.
You write everything
sure.
out you get,
yep.
and then
it.
You turn the cards over to confirm.
Right. Well, I have one of my...
Unbelievably powerful. And it doesn't work with somebody who's been doing tarot cards for 30 days. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I
it will work with somebody who's... Definitely.
One of my best Voyager tarot readers, certified woman, is blind. Feeling the energies and the vibes and the cards. And, you know, I once taught a class blindfolded. I said, what's this going to be like? It was spectacular. I mean, the different kinds of information you get is so interesting. I would advise that for anybody. Wow. And I also have a technique I do, Star, which I call the no card card reading. The no card card reading. And that's by, and this happened because I was on a show like yours, a radio show, and people were going to call in getting a reading from the Voyager Tarot. I forgot the cards. I didn't take them to the studio. And I panicked, but then I said, well, okay, in my mind's eye, when they ask a question, I'm simply going to shuffle the cards in my brain, in my mind's eye, the third eye, in my imagination. And lo and behold, it works. So whatever card would come up that would stop in front of my vision, I would say, well, that's the card. And of course it was true. I mean, it's really the no card card reading. That has saved me many, many times in kind of scary, crazy situations, like stuck in an elevator, you know, once in Germany going to a new class. I freaked out. I had a little claustrophobia. I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I shuffled the cards, and I got in the Voyager card, the two of crystals called equanimity, and just the picture of that card, which I saw in my mind's eye. It just immediately relaxed me. The power of the pictures that stay within our subconscious are huge, important, and powerful. Wonderful
stuff. They certainly are, and your pictures are absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And I find that of many people in the Far East, I heard that many people in the Far East relate really well to your cards. Is that especially true?
I do work a lot in Asia now, Star. I work in Japan and China, Taiwan, Hong Kong. They're all different, actually. And it's really, well, you know, the Eastern Asians really believe, they're believers in the power of the spirit and invisibility and all that kind of stuff. And they're very fascinated with Western forms of mysticism, like the Tarot, rather than the I Ching or even rather than Zen Buddhism. They will gravitate more to Western forms. It's just the way we're attracted to the East, you know, how that goes. The only difference between Asian American and Europe students for me and clients is it's younger over there. All my people over there are under 40.
Wow.
You know, they're a younger country. And there's a lot of energy there, and they're totally creative. I mean, honestly, I used to think America was the most innovative, creative culture on the planet. I'm not sure about that anymore. I tell you, I get more great creative stuff from my Asian students with Voyager and all that than anywhere else. So it's impressive and inspiring for me. It makes me feel young again. It's enlivening.
Well, it's interesting. I have many, many radio listeners and people who come to my website from
mm-hmm.
the Far East right now, and that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about a class, and it was in remote viewing, and
mm-hmm.
it was in Las Vegas, and there were maybe 400 or 500 of us there, and in an envelope was one of your cards.
Oh, really?
I thought that was so cool. I mean, I got tarot card. I didn't get which kind, but, you know, and they had one of your cards in one of the envelopes, and I thought that was just...
It was pretty wild.
So we're going to take a little breath here. And all you people at home, prepare yourself for your question. We're coming up to the half-hour break in a minute or two. And I want you to think about what you want to ask us, what you want confirmed. What do you need to know? Our number is 646-716-9663. And James, tell me, what is your website?
Voyager Tarot, one word, VoyagerTarot.com, or my own website, which is James M, the middle initial M, Wanless, WANLESS, JamesMWanless.com.
Ah, great. We'll talk about your readings when we come back from the commercial break here. So everybody take a deep breath.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Oh, welcome back. How would I go about getting a reading from you, James?
Well, you could contact me through VoyagerTarot.com. That's the easiest way. You know, people can buy my books and decks and courses and get readings and all that on VoyagerTarot.com. It's all right there. That's the easiest.
That sounds good. Do you have a story for me of the strangest reading you've ever done or the most unusual?
Oh, man, that is just, they're all strange. I mean, they're not really strange, if you know what I mean, but they're all astonishing. I mean, the synchronicity of the cards. Well, I just did one, okay. I did a little one with my, I have this other deck, the Sustain Yourself Nature cards, okay? And I was at a green business networking meeting here out in Santa Monica last night. And I was talking to this Chinese fellow who's an architect, a garden, landscape architect. Okay, so he's starting a business. And I said, well, pick a card. It was just a one-card thing. And from my Sustain Yourself the cards, and he picked the pollination card. It's it's butterflies and bees and flowers and nectar, and it's pollinating, you know, which is an ultimate symbol of exchange and trade, and really that's what business is all about. And this guy picked that card, and that's exactly what he was doing here at this networking. He was exchanging information. It was like pollinating, taking his business to other people and sharing it and coming back to him. It was a perfect, perfect card. But I don't think it's a strange experience. I think you would like a more interesting answer. But I just think that's kind of mundane, and that's an everyday thing that happens doing readings. Don't you feel that? And it's just like crazy wisdom. I don't know how it works even.
Yeah, do you ever get like, I call it like mallitis or supermarketitis, and I'm in the supermarket or in the mall and strange people come up to me and ask me stuff like, I don't know, I'm thinking about getting a divorce. And I'm like, who are you? Do you know me? No. I'm thinking about getting a divorce. Or do you ever get in those situations where people come up to you and tell you things they don't even tell their best friends, and they don't even know why they're coming to you? Have you ever had situations like that?
I think you're a special star. You know, you must be special. You must be from somewhere.
Oh, it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens more than it should.
I honestly don't get that too often. I must put off a vibe like don't mess with me or something, and I'm very open and friendly, but I can't remember the last time. Although, when I look at some people in the supermarket, I think maybe you should get a new life. You know, but I don't go and tell them that.
Well, how about this one? Somebody asks you a question, you do a reading for them, you tell them the answer, and then they get pissed off at you? Because you tell them the correct answer,
like
not what they didn't like?
That.
You know?
It doesn't happen that often anymore. I think, the people we deal with are maybe a little bit more savvy and educated. But you're right. Occasionally it does happen. And it's like, well, so then, I mean, you know, not all news is good news. I mean, but that's the truth. The truth, you know, when you do the tarot, we have to be the priestess. And the priestess is only, the wise woman is only concerned with the truth. And the truth shall set you free. But first it might piss you off, actually.
it's sometimes people getting pissed off is enough for them to go home and take an action step about that.
That's good.
You know, sometimes we're the catalyst as a reader for them to get sick and tired, or they're so upset about hearing the answer that they go home and do something about it. Not that I want a lot of pissed off clients, but sometimes that happens. I've had a reading, and a woman came into the room, and I I see things in the body. I'm medical intuitive. And she had cancer. And she brought a picture of her neighbor, and she asked about her neighbor. She brought her picture of her stepchildren. She asked about her stepchildren. And by the end of the hour, she never gave me an opportunity or the cards an opportunity to tell her that, yes, you know, you go to somebody.
Really?
You know.
Wow.
Yeah, she asked about everybody else but not herself. And I just sat there. And you know what? And she walked out of the room, and I ran down the hall, and I told her, I really think you should go and see your doctor. I think something's really wrong in your body.
Yeah.
And she said, thank you, and gave me a little smile and a wave, and just walked out the door. So, you know, sometimes people aren't ready to hear things, too.
Oh, you know? That happens. That happens. Yeah. And it's funny, as a reader, and you know this well, you know, we can't take it personally, you know? And I mean, you have to kind of let it go. I mean, I show up, I do my best, and I let it go. Because who knows what anybody's going to do.
That's really important when you have a reading and people have selective listening, and they'll only hear the good things or only hear the bad things. And they'll tell somebody, well, she said this bad thing back. And I said, go tell them to run the tape again, because there's 10 good things that I told them. And mm-hmm. pay attention not to have selective listening to benefit from your reading, to hear only the bad things or hear only the good things about yourself.
Get a
tape, take some notes, do something
some
to benefit
notes, get a
yourself.
Tape, take a picture of the cards at the end, do something like that. And by the way, I don't cultivate regular clients again and again, because a lot of times those people are card addicts, frankly. You know, it's all about cards and cards and cards, and nothing ever happens. They don't take any action based on the information. So what's the point? I mean, it's kind of wasting my time. And I get really frustrated with people who get it but do nothing with it. I just have no patience for that. I got to tell you.
I did something quite bitchy. I did something. I had somebody who had had a reading for 5 years in a row, and they had the same reading 5 years in a row. And,
yeah.
And they called me the sixth year in a row, and they said, it's time for my birthday reading. I said, do you have the tape from the last 3 to 5 years? They go, yes. They says, pay me my money and listen to the tape from last year. And they hung up on me. But I wanted them to get that it will – not change. It will not be any different until you do something about it. And this person just hung up on me. And I was like laughing. Go just listen to what you've already invested in. If you've invested in a reading with me or
take the advice. If you've invested, come on. Oh, I love. You've got attitude. I love.
Well, I mean, come on. We invest time. We invest energy. You come to me or you because we've had 50 years of experience. And not because, you know, we're some little lady down the street who has had a deck for a year, you know. It's that's why people come to the elders.
Yes.
Because they need to get the more fine-tuned, the deeper answer. And I am so amazed that we've had nobody call in with both of us.
Hey, Star, are you and James ready to go?
Oh, we've been ready, baby.
All right.
Maybe we intimidate people.
Cinnamon, you're on.
Greetings, folks. Two of my favorite people on the planet.
Well, thank you, Cinnamon. Now,
it's Cinnamon. Hi.
Hi, honey. I want a very astute question from you.
Actually, I just wanted to say how much I feel like a little girl listening to both of you, because you're just two people that have changed my life so much. With James, I met his deck before I ever met James, and then I became very friendly with him over the years. His deck showed me how to see, and Star told me, showed me what to do with it.
Yeah, and I also kicked your butt, too. Don't forget
Yeah, I love it. I just love listening to you together. It's amazing to be a part of it.
Thank you,
Cinnamon. You know, Cinnamon, thank you. And I just picked a card for you while you were talking from the Voyager deck. And I got this card, and I'll send it to you because I love sending cards to people. And I'll sign it. It's called Compassion.
Okay.
Cinnamon the Compassionate. This is a great...
Which is funny in itself.
Because? Why is that?
That's probably not a quality I'm very good at.
Well, that's what that's what cards are great. Either they suggest, hey, look, you're good at this, good, keep going, or, wow, I need to cultivate that, you know, and compassion is always a great virtue to cultivate, and a lot of self-compassion, a lot of being nice to yourself and healing yourself, you know, be gentle with yourself, compassion, I love that quality. Beautiful.
One of my great teachers told me once is replace. I'm not very good at that when I'm going to introduce myself to this energy.
Okay.
You know, every time I was supposed to, I'm not very good at decorating. I'm not very good at this. And just replace that. Well, I need to introduce myself to that energy. So
yes.
I love you, Cinnamon. Thank you for calling.
I love you both.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cinnamon from New York City.
Yep,
New York City. One of my favorite places to go. Oh, wow. I was picking a card here, Star, just for the moment, the zeitgeist of this present moment. And I got the desert in my Sustain Yourself cards, Desert Song, which is so funny. I was just in the desert 2 days ago. I worked in Phoenix. I drove to Phoenix and drove through the desert, and it's talk about a spiritual place. There's nothing there. When there's nothing there, there's no diversion, there's no TV, there's no radio, there's no iPhone, there's nothing but you.
What happens when you don't have any distractions?
Which is a rare thing.
It's like your real self comes out. You know?
It's scary. The silence was so loud. I freaked out almost.
Hello.
Mark, do you have another one?
We're packed. We got 12 people on hold. So Nancy,
okay,
you're
ready
on.
Next.
Nancy?
Yes, I'm there. Thank you. Hi,
yeah,
Star.
There.
Happy birthday. And hi,
thank
James.
You.
I love your Voyager deck very much. I'm going to ask the best question. What do I need to know now?
So, Star, are you picking a card, or are you just seeing it intuitively, or
I'm
what?
Doing it intuitively. Do your card first, and then I'll talk.
Okay. Okay. What is your name? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Nancy.
Okay. All right. The card I get, I got fear. And
thank
so
you.
It would. You get that card, and it says, okay. So what am I afraid of? Where's my anxiety? And why is that? And where is that coming from here? So if you get the fear card, it's not like saying, oh, no, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow, something like that. It's to wake up to your fears and muster the courage to walk through it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I love that. It's a great wake-up call to get courageous with our life. I love it.
Yeah.
Nancy,
yes.
The details. What about the details and how much of your details are done?
Ooh.
Good one. Got it.
Details.
Huh?
Right. That's good.
Okay. Take care of the details. Your big stuff seems to take care of itself. But the details keep tripping you up. You don't get this because of the details. You don't get that because of the details. You're not aware because there's too much in front of you. So my suggestion to you is what you need to know is take care of the details.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm ready for another one, Mark.
Okay. Nicole, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Hi. Lately I've been stressed out again, and I've been eating, and I've been doing angel card readings, and they keep telling me the same thing, but I don't seem to be able to do what they want me to do.
I just got, Nicole, I got the setback card for you, which sometimes, like I talked about before, setback is an opportunity. Perceiving things is not going the right way. Well, there's a lesson there. What's the message from something? So it's kind of taking a lot of times a step back, just kind of retreat, take it easy, take a step back, breathe, you know, like, okay. And then out of that kind of taking care of yourself, being patient, sitting back, getting a little bit of an aha, and then gently, 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 like an angel, begin to move ahead. But be really nice to yourself. Compassion for you, because you're all right. You are okay here. Be gentle with yourself.
Okay. Okay, sweetie, I see you shaking a doorknob and shaking a doorknob, and the door won't open, and the door won't open, and you keep trying to do something. I want you to turn around, and somewhere in your life is a light, and there is a window. It is an older passion of yours that you nurtured earlier in life, and I want you to crawl to this window, walk to this window, open up this window, and remember. I want you to remember your light. Because the door you're shaking is not the door you're going through.
No.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mark, can we have another one, please?
Yes, Kathy, you're on.
Hi, Star.
Hi,
happy
Kathy.
Birthday.
Thank you. What's your question?
What do I need to know now? I'm at a point where we're looking at my past and looking at the decisions I've made, and I've reached a crisis point, and I feel like it's time to change a lot of things in my life, and what I need to know now.
You know what I picked for it's Kathy, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I picked the card in Voyager, the Regenerator. It's a Sage of Cups, emotions, the Regenerator. So it is definitely confirming your own intuition that you need to kind of restart or revise or redefine or revision, you know, something that's not just going right, but you have the ability to do this. This is the really good news. I mean, this is the master card of being able to start over again in a new and different way to blossom and create a new garden called your life. So I'm really thrilled with this card, but you got to do the work. You've got to review and renew, but you can, and so let's get going with that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Nancy, Nancy, forgiveness. Do you know what the third step is in the 12 steps? Okay,
no.
I want you to forgive everybody, anybody. If you could remember the grade school bully's name, then you haven't forgiven him. I want you to go through your past, write all these things down, do some forgiveness. Take all those 100 slips of paper and burn them in the fireplace. Burn them someplace.
Okay.
I want you to do the deepest possible forgiveness so your slate is clean and you're ready to make miracles.
Okay.
Thank you. Mark,
you know,
next.
Start. Well,
all right.
One thing I want to say, Star.
Who you're on.
Is that, okay. Yep.
What is your question?
Hi, my question is, what should I know now?
And what is your name?
Suzanne.
Thank you.
Suzanne.
James.
Okay, I'm going to pick from the nature deck, the sustain yourself. What does Mother Nature want to tell you? Ooh, I got this really crazy, interesting card called Surprise. Surprise. In other words, open your eyes and be open to the surprises of your life. And every day there's a wow. The life is full of wows and wonders. So be totally in that state of wonder, like the child's eye, and like, wow, look at that. And that opens your eyes. It changes your mood. It brings you back alive. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Sweetie, in the next 3 months, you're going to do a 180-degree turn. Whatever you're doing for work, whatever your thoughts are, your beliefs are not, you're going to turn to a different light. You're going to turn to a different passion. You're going to turn. Remember how when we look back in our yearbooks or our elementary, and we see ourselves in that hairdo and go, how could we? Well, 90 days from now, you're going to look back and go, wow, I have so much more light in me. I'm so much more focused. Whatever work has been brought to your attention, do it, because, wow, that's all I got to say. There'll be like a whole new planet Earth for you.
Is that with Love Life, too?
I beg your pardon?
Is that with Love Life, too?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sure.
And you may or may not want to hear it, but that's the way it's going to be.
You mean someone new?
I beg your pardon?
With someone new coming in?
Well, you know, doesn't necessarily mean it's someone new. Sometimes when people have a car accident or a wake-up call, the person you've been with appears as new, and it could be somebody new. I'd have to do a more extensive reading to determine that. But 180 degrees and the next 90 days.
Oh, great.
Thank you, sweetie. Mark, who's next?
All right. Hi. Nisha?
Hi. Hi, James. Hi, Star.
Hi. What is your question, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
It's different from the other ones that been asking you. I want to be able to hear my inner voice better without doubting it, and also to heal myself, like to be free from fear and anxiety. So there's lots of tools out there, but what kind of tools can I use that will fit me?
Hey, tell us your name again.
Nisha.
Misha, I just picked,
that's a great question, by the way. I just picked the learner card. It's the child card here in Voyager Tarot. And it's about taking maybe an intuitive workshop or something like that with a teacher. So you have some support, you have, you know, you begin to cultivate your inner knowing and begin to trust it. So, again, it's kind of hard to do it in an isolated, alone way. So maybe get some cards like tarot or whatever, use them intuitively, or maybe really take a class, get involved, because it's in that learning, because we all have to learn and keep learning and relearn. So open up to that, and I think you get it because you're aware of it. It's already there. You just have to open it up. That's what I get.
Join a group, get a mentor, take a seminar,
yep.
read a book
yep.
on all the different healing modalities in the United
yep.
States.
Yep.
Look and see what's offered in your area, and then look them up on the Internet. You're just a little bit away from finding exactly your perfect medicine, your perfect tool, your perfect light. Educate yourself on what there is out there, and then choose from the heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Mark, who's next?
I'm going to actually go last. Hello, James, and happy birthday, Star, ahead of time.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
And the question I have is, what is the biggest lesson I'm working through right now in my life?
Well, the biggest lesson. And you're Mark, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going way down here. Well, I actually picked one of my nature cards to say to myself, and it's the life force question card. It's about being a channel. It's about being a channel. That, you know, we're all channels of the great spirit, of the life force. So it's learning how to be more of a vehicle, more of a chariot, a vehicle, a channel for what the life force, the great spirit, wants to do with you. Here. So it's learning to be more open, more receptive, and more trusting of that information, and to realize you are simply a vehicle for the greater power to work through you and let that happen. Wow.
That's pretty good, Mark. I'm sitting here thinking, and you're very well acquainted with the universal laws. You know what they are, and the social and traffic laws. I want to say this again. The physical laws supersede your inner laws. And whatever your inner law is, how you see the world, it's stronger than universal law. So you can do the law of attraction, everything about it, for a million days, but your inner law will supersede that. I believe that you will be very successful at using your intuition, at leading people and teaching people. I also believe that your challenge right now is to learn what your inner law is, because the energy that you're putting out to the universal laws is not getting there, because your inner law, whatever it's lack, is it ego, whatever it may be, your inner light is eating that energy up. So figure out what is your inner law and how does that run your life. I think you will be very successful this lifetime. Do you have another question?
Thank you to both of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else on the line?
No, we are all set. So if you want to wrap it up, I'll
All right. So, James, where can we find you and where can we get a hold of you?
Well, I live out here in California, but I'm a voyager. I travel. I will be on the I'll be actually in Florida and Atlanta in March, probably on the East Coast in June or something. But mainly I'm in Egypt.
And the website
VoyagerTarot.com. VoyagerTarot.com. It's all there.
And I'm at StarFuentes.com. People, listen to me. Listen carefully to me. You have
a real way with coaching with this. I mean, you're not saying this is going to happen. You're saying, hey, if you want something to happen, do this or try that. I love your process.
I think, you know, there's only a few things that are in our fate, and we can change our destiny all the time. It's irrelevant what today's card reading says, except to give you more information
exactly.
to take your action steps to the next time
need
it.
Yep.
And it's important, people, that you get outside advice. It's important that you get readings. It's important that you have a physical plane mentor you can talk to. That does not be somebody whose picture you have on the wall and you look into their eyes. We all need feedback. Get a reading from James. Get a reading from me. Buy our books. Buy his deck. It's important for you to know what the world and what the material plane energy's feedback are for you. So take a deep breath, and I want you to ask yourself, what do I need to know? And listen. Listen to the things you won't talk about. The person in your life you won't mention. The dream that died as a teenager that is squeaking, waiting to get out. The love that you're afraid to give somebody. Listen to your deepest self. And take a note. And take some action steps. So, James, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And we'll look for you on VoyagerTarot.com. And thank you for developing one of the most marvelous tarot decks there are.
Thank you. Thank you, Star. This was so much fun and enlightening for me. You know, when you help another, you help yourself. I got a lot out of this.
And then you stay young. Thank you for being with
Thank
me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
And breathe again.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.